Hi, it's Don McKellar. Craving some of those Dunkin's Donuts.
Les sorcières sortent le soir, les fantômes aussi. Le ciel est tout noir, les nuages sont gris. Est-ce que tu as peur des méchants esprits? Ce que tu veux, un tigre féroce ou un serpent bleu. Il se fait tard quand tu es à la maison.
Oh madame, non, 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 non.
C'est l'Halloween, c'est l'Halloween.
Hey,
c'est l'Halloween, c'est l'Halloween.
Le hibou il crie, de toutes les branches pendent des chauves-souris. Est-ce que tu as peur de cette nuit?
Oh madame, oui, 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 oui.
C'est l'Halloween.
That's some good kink on there. Oh, there's so many creepy crawlies out today. It's bright out, but it's dark inside. Welcome to the 8th annual Dunkin's Donuts Halloween Spooktacular. At the top there, we heard Matt Maxwell with a classic for French immersion Canadian students everywhere with Say Halloween. Oh, so scary, en français. On today's show, you are going to hear lots of creepy sounds. So if you are prepared to get scared, run away, get away, turn on the radio. This is only for people who like creepy, crawly, scary songs. To Dunkin's Donuts, broadcasting to you from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. To start off, we're going to hear Jen Davis from the collection of Lux Interior, former lead singer of the Cramps. These are Lux and Ivy's favorites, Volume 11. This is Watusi Zombie.
We'll be right back.
Jewish friends, Freddy Krueger is on your phone. Dial this number now. I've got some tales to tell. Freddy's favorite bedtime stories. Deadtime stories. All brand new, straight from my boiler room to your home. It's Freddy Krueger on your phone. So dial this number now, if you dare. Tell him Freddy sent you.
$2 the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. Children, get your parents' permission before you dial.
Shindig CITR's annual band competition is in its 30th year of promoting new local bands and providing great prizes. Shindig happens every Tuesday at Pat's Pub and Brewhouse at 403 East Hastings. So come check out the talent while they compete to win studio time, features in Discorder magazine, buttons, merch, and more. Enjoy locally made beer, pool, and CITR DJ spinning after the bands. Shindig Night 3 is happening this Tuesday, November 3rd, featuring Dried Out, Achuta, and Opposite Shore. Cover is $6 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
Have an interest in how your bike works? Want to learn more? Then come on out to the AMS Bike Co-op's Intro to Mechanics Workshop. This workshop is a four-session series on Thursdays from 6:30 to 8:30, starting on November 5th. In the sessions, you'll learn how bikes work and how to do simple repairs and maintenance. There will be plenty of hands-on demonstrations, so bring your own bike to class to practice on. For all the information, prices, schedule, and to register, head on over to www.bikecoop.ca.
Night falls. The forest holds its breath. The wind blows. The trees shiver. A bat quivers in the night. Far into the woods, witches wail. Witches cackle. And cast their spells. A black cat cries at the moon. It is Halloween. Thank you.
The kids of Elm Street don't know it yet, but something is coming to get them.
There's something out there, isn't there?
You could just see cuts happening.
What did that, Lieutenant?
I don't know.
There's
a coroner got to say.
He's in the john puking since he saw it.
They're gonna kill me for sure.
Did you do it?
There was somebody else there.
He was locked in a room with a girl who went in alive and came out in a rubber bag.
No one knows where it came from or who it will visit next.
Nancy? There's something wrong with you. You're imagining things.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Do you believe in the boogeyman?
No.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
No!
She's the only one who can stop it. If she fails...
I'm your boyfriend now, Nancy.
No one will survive. Wes Craven, director of The Hills Have Eyes and Last House on the Left, a new masterpiece in fantasy terror, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Saw the head off a scarecrow, burn its eyes with lead, make a crown of barbed wire, leave it under your bed. I'll come running with a heart on fire. I'll come running with a heart on fire. I'll come running with a heart on fire. Then baby, you can dig my grave. Baby, you can dig my grave. Take a beet and a pole bean, rotting wrapped in hay. Spit into the middle, cover it with clay. I'll come running with a heart on fire. I'll come running with a heart on fire. I'll come running with a heart on fire. I wonder what made you stay. I wonder what made me stray. Baby's got a jar of cider, used for making hearts melt. Baby knows chicken wire, don't make no chastity belt. Drive a stake into the river, cap it with a bone. Hear that blackbird cawing, it be my tombstone. Now I'm running with a heart on fire. Now I'm running with a heart on fire. I'm running with a heart on fire. Baby, you can lick the flames. Baby, you can lick the flames. Baby's got my heart's desire, swinging from her trophy belt. Baby knows a funeral pyre, don't get put out with no beaver pelt. Dig a sack of potatoes, throw it in my grave. Fill it full of buckshot, just count the days. I'll come running with a heart on fire. I'll come running with a heart on fire. I'll come running with a heart on fire. And baby, you'll make me pay. Baby, you'll make me pay. And baby, you'll be digging my grave. Baby, I'm just counting the days.
Thank you, Beat Happening. How wonderful. A nice, creepy song for this Halloween spooktacular. That was the song Grave Digger Blues from their classic album Black Candy. That was Beat Happening. Before that, we heard the song Knife Falls by Ghostly Sounds. And at the top, we heard Jan Davis. Other things to look forward to this weekend are all the shows that happen along with Halloween. Friday night at the Cobalt, there are many bands doing covers, particularly Tim Meet the Mute as Jonathan Richman and Medium Cool as the Pixies. Also that night, John suffering, flying heads and iceberg ferg, although they're playing as dead Johns and dying heads and sliceberg ferg. And then on Halloween night itself is the big one, Red Gates cover show. And my God, what a goddamn lineup they've got. Woolworm playing as the wedding singer soundtrack, Julia Gloria. Adrian Teacher in the subs playing as Jonathan Deadman and the Immortal Lovers, featuring Cressorific. Also, TV Ugly playing as Stabba. I love it. But enough about that. Let's hear some more music. Here is one of my all-time favorite tunes. Every Halloween Spooktacular, I have to play two songs, and this is one of them. From a few years back, this is the band North American Halloween Prevention Initiative, and this is the song, Do They Know It's Halloween?
Once a year, on a spooky night, it's Halloween, and what a fight!
Young boys and ghouls in ghoulish disguise, they cover the skin, conceal their eyes. A great mistake to be held when the ghosts are about. It's Halloween, a time to be on the rest of the world. They don't observe this bash which has become our biggest concern.
Stop Halloween!
The world can't hear your useless plea.
It's too late. Our orange and black plague will soon consume them all.
Then everyone will understand the true meaning of Halloween.
Pure terror.
When was the last time you were scared out of your wits by a movie? Halloween, the motion picture about the most terrifying night of the year. Halloween, the night three teenage girls discover the real trick is to stay alive.
Tommy, it's me!
Halloween, the night he came home. From Compass International Pictures, rated R.
Resist at any time or place. Creeper, they'll slap right across your face. Yeah. Yeah. Take care. Gonna get you good. Got a rod beneath his coat. He's gonna ram right down your throat. Make you grovel on the floor. Spit, bump, and scream, and beg for more. He'll whip you and spit you down. Cha, 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 cha.
Thank you.
love, death, and all the rest. That was the song, Drink and Dry, for all my vampire friends out there. Before that, we heard Scat Brothers from their album, Strange Spirits. That was the song, Walk the Night. And at the top, we heard the North American Halloween Prevention Initiative. That was a benefit song released 10 years ago this month, featuring members of Arcade Fire, Beck, David Cross, Devendra, Banhart, Elvira, Feist, Nardwuar, Peaches, a veritable smorgasbord of mid-2000s music indie superstars. All right, moving along. What would be as spectacular without the king of spookiness, Vincent Price? This is his guide on how to see a ghost. Take it away, Vincent.
How to see ghosts, or surely bring them to you. This part of the book is for children who were born in the morning or around lunchtime. If you were born at midnight, some say just at twilight, you were probably born with the gift of being able to see ghosts and other spirits and don't have to be told how. Of course, all cats, dogs, horses, and roosters can see ghosts, but lots of people cannot see ghosts, even though they can usually hear them. And lots of people don't believe in ghosts because they say they never saw one. So anyone who wants to see a ghost, here's how. If you really mean it, if you really want to see a ghost, go walk around a grave 12 times backward, and the ghost will rise and ask you what you want. Some people say that just walking around the grave will raise the ghost, and some say you have to do it backward 12 times. Or if you want to summon some one particular ghost, go to his grave at night and call him by name. He will rise and tell you what you want to know. Some ghosts can be summoned by music. If you sing or play some piece of music or some special musical instrument that someone loved, especially during life, the ghost will come to see you. Some people say that you can raise a ghost by whistling. You might, and you might not. It has happened. Once a man was walking along a road at night, whistling some tune, and a ghost fell into step beside him, whistling the same tune. You can call back some loved ghost by too much grief and weeping. Almost any ghost will come back to comfort those they love and stop their weeping. The poor souls cannot rest if you weep too much. They will come back and beg you to let them rest. You can become a ghost seer by looking in through a hole in a coffin. This is especially true in some far northern countries, like Lithuania, for instance, where people leave little windows in the coffin so the dead can see out. You can see ghosts and spirits by peering at them from between a dog's ears. It is well known that dogs can see ghosts. So if you look steadily from between a dog's ears in the direction the dog is looking, you will see the same ghost he sees. You can see ghosts sometimes if you gaze steadily through a ring. If you look through a keyhole, you'll either see a ghost or the devil. In fact, there's no telling what you might see. Better not. Just say you aren't scared. Just say how brave and nonchalant you'd be if you ever saw a ghost, and see what happens.
We'll be right back. let the spirit take me to the barrister's flat. But you can't shake that blood with good humor. Christian Science told me that I was baiting the girl in the headdress. Asked if I could walk her home, but she didn't wait around till I was ready to go out. It was a marvelous party. All the rabble were there. I should have made it in time for the passion play, but I couldn't decide which cross to bear. I just came to say I'm going and to wish you all Godspeed. But no one stayed to watch you play.
The witch, her lies threatening nod, and is gone to Elena Margus, Isle of Maud. There are three witches on the school. They lure the teachers and the gluttons alive to the races. To the school and iron dragon's bite. Wage, others. The wage of Mad Frigate's reach. There are one wage, all in the Margus, iron's reach. She's wage. Mad Morgan, there are a school with three wages. The wage.
The wage. The wage. That was Italian prog band Goblin from the soundtrack to Suspiria, directed by Dario Argento, one of my favorite scary film directors. He's very creepy, crawly, and highly stylized. Before that, we had local creepsters Romok from their 7-inch Holy Shades of Night. That was the song No One Stayed to Watch Me Leave. I hate it when that happens. Before that, we heard Vincent Price from A Horn Book for Witches, the song How to See Ghosts.
You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts' 8th annual Halloween Spooktacular here on CITR 101.9 FM. We've got about 22 minutes of creeping left. Let's get to it. And next up, I want to play one of the creepiest new artists I've heard recently, Jack Name. His entire last album was about being a werewolf. The album was called Weird Moons, and the song is called Waiting for Another Moon. Happy birthday, Brenda!
Concerts presents, from Montreal, pop band Tops, on tour to support their latest release, Picture You Staring. They return to Vancouver Saturday, November 21st at the Biltmore Cabaret with special guests White Poppy. For more information and to get tickets, go to timberconcerts.com.
Thank you.
That was John Mouse, one of my all-time favorite weirdos, with his song, The Fear. Oh, John, such a creep. I love it. That was from his collection of rarities and previously unreleased materials. Damn, he knows how to name an album. Before that, we heard Wendy Carlos and Rachel Elkind from the Shining soundtrack. That was the main title. One of my favorite scary movies of all time, I gotta say. Before that, we heard Cult Babies from their new album, Off to See the Lizard. That was Conspiracy Dog. And at the top, we heard Jack Nane from his album, Weird Moons. That was Waiting for Another Mood. All right, about 10 minutes left in this spectacular. Gotta get it done. Let's give a listen to A Goblin Dance. Here we go.
From out of their hiding places, goblins step and laugh and dance.
No.
You're listening right now to Pod Blood, the classic song Soul Dracula. Before that, we heard Jay Holy from his Skeletor EP. That was the song Skeletal Moog Abduction. And at the top, we heard Ghostly Sounds with Goblin Dance. That's going to do it for this Spooktacular, the 8th annual. Thanks so much for tuning in, you weirdos. Have a happy Halloween. Hope to see you around. And if you don't get enough creeps on Halloween, remember that Revered, this month's cover star on Discorder, is doing his album release on November 4th at the Fox with Mark Mills. That should be a nice weird time, too. All right, stay tuned for All Ears Radio and Music for the Observant and a creepy crawly afternoon of excellent radio here on CITR Radio. Gonna close it down with a mashup. Remember those? Of Bela Lugosi's Dead and the narration from the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland. So this is Bauhaus with Bela Lugosi is Dead. Thanks for listening!
Humans creak in doorless chambers, and strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls whenever candlelights flicker, where the air is deathly still. That is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight. Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion. I am your host, your ghost host. Kindly step all the way in, please, and make room for everyone. There's no turning back now. Our tour begins here in this gallery, where you see paintings of some of our guests as they appeared in their corruptible mortal state. Your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding, almost as though you sense a disquieting metamorphosis. Is this haunted room actually stretching, or is it your imagination? And consider this dismaying observation. This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Serpents and spiders, tail of a rat, call in the spirits wherever they're at. Rap on a table, it's time to respond. Send us a message from somewhere beyond. Goblins and ghoulies from last Halloween, awaken the spirits with your tambourine. Creepies and crawlies, toads in a pond, let there be music from regions beyond. Wizards and witches, wherever you dwell, give us a hint by ringing a bell.
Do not pull down on the safety bar, please. I will lower it for you.
White on white translucent black capes, back on the rack. Bela Lugosi is dead, the bats have left the bell tower, the victims have been bled.
Hello, my name is Morme.
And